Oh, it's a Friday. It's a Friday.
That's a good point.
I love
it. Right out of the gate.
Best day of the week. It really is. My favorite day of the week. Friday, Dave, Katie, Nick, Matt George behind the glass. And it is 6:02. Time to save money at the pump. Text Dave to 83835 now.
Dave.
To save 25 cents a gallon on your second fill up and even more after that. Welcome in, big show today. We always say that, but this time we're not lying. Chris Landry at 7:30. We'll talk football, free agency, and all things great and small that come with the pigskin. Sam Amick, a national look at the NBA. We'll probably have a Kings question or two there. And Darren Collison, supposedly at 8:30.
Allegedly.
I'm not buying it. That's not a crack on Darren. There's been some scheduling errors on both sides, but he's scheduled for 8:30. We've missed him two times in a row. So we'll see.
He's busy. He's a busy guy.
We'll see. All right. I waited until we got on the air. Katie, what is wrong with you? Like, what is going
Dying
on?
Dying woman over there.
I have allergies.
Is this allergies going on?
Yeah. Man. I think that's what it is. Yeah. It kind of started in Texas, and it was pretty nasty.
Allergic
there.
To Texas, you say.
Well, everything's starting to bloom, so I mean, I'm back to the sneezing and
that's true. It was total golf weather yesterday, which means
fantastic allergies. It's gonna be a lot of mosquitoes.
Mm-hmm.
I already have seen a ton on my patio.
This last 10 seconds brought to you by old people that sit on a porch and look for things to talk about.
Yeah.
Do you have a bug zapper?
No.
I don't think you do.
I don't like those things.
You know what I just ordered?
A bug zapper.
Kind of. It's a fly swatter that's electric.
The electric one.
Like a little tennis racket.
Really?
Very excited
about
this.
That was a very popular toy when I was a high schooler.
Yeah.
I didn't even know it existed.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're sweet. You put like two little AA batteries in them, and they can give you quite a start.
You used it on
feeling
each other.
That you were not swatting flies with yours.
Not really. No, but one thing we did used to do, which is a lot of fun, do you guys have problems with wood bees at your house by chance?
Wood bees? I absolutely do. Okay. Carpenter bees. Yeah.
All right. So here's the game.
Huge.
Yeah. Mine's are like, my wife would be in the mood, but then she got tired. Thank you.
Get a Koosh racket. I'm telling you, those things are so big and fat and slow. Like a Koosh racket. You remember Koosh?
A Koosh?
Koosh.
Oh.
Remember like the Koosh balls that had like the.
Yes.
Yeah. And like they had the big rackets with the, it was like a racket, like a tennis racket, but instead of strings, it had like spandex in the middle.
Oh.
And you pop them back and forth with it. You know what a Koosh ball is, right?
No.
Seriously?
Yeah, no.
Man.
All I do.
Racket.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes.
Because they burrow big holes into like my patio and. All I do is once they start going on something, I take some silicone and just fill in the hole, and then they get frustrated because they start working on it, and then they kind of go away.
Okay, well, here, check this out. That's a Koosh ball.
Nate's showing a picture of Katie
right
now.
You know what
right
I'm talking
now.
About?
Koosh
all right.
Ball, yes. And it's like a little ball with like little plastic hairs coming off of it.
Well, they're like rubber bands.
Rubber.
Yeah.
So the racket looks like that, and you can just spring this thing across
your
backyard.
I've seen that. I just didn't know what that was.
Okay, so what you do with the wood bees, they're big, they're fat, they're slow. They're mostly harmless. But
yeah, they don't bite or
like
anything.
You knock those things around, and you like if you, you know, get them flying, boom, you can pop those things across your backyard.
But then,
it's a good little sport.
Or nice. You just slap somebody with them. Here it is, right? Look at that. See? Electric
Boom.
Fly swatter.
Yep.
Looks like a tennis racket.
Oh, it looks
awesome.
Like a tennis racket.
But it's electric in the middle, and you just whoosh.
That'll teach your kids a lesson.
Let me tell you something.
That's.
I might use it on flies. But like I go outside to hang out, and it's mosquito, and mosquitoes don't listen. I'm a giant. You're a tiny mosquito. I can kill you with one swoop of my hand, but you continue to buzz around my legs. Why?
You know what you do with those? Here's what's kind of fun about them, too. They've got, like, a little safety grate across the electric part. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that part is obviously, it still conducts, but it saves the real big stuff from, like, you sticking your hand on it. So what you can do, if you get a bug on it, it's just like a normal bug zapper. Like, it might kill it at first, but then if you have it and you kind of, you know, saute it with the button on, it'll kind of fall down in there and you'll get the pew, pew.
Oh, the explosion?
Sparks and stuff. You know?
I'll tell you what, though, with all those mosquitoes, it's going to be interesting to see which battle wins because I know the runoff's going to make the rapids fast and all the current and stuff, which isn't good normally, but those mosquitoes at the top is going to be some good fishing. Yeah. Yeah.
Sep and the boys are happy.
Let me ask you guys something. Do you know where Doris Bridge, California is?
I know where Doris is.
Yeah.
Where's Doris?
It's up near the Oregon border, east of Weed.
You know where Dorisville is?
On 97.
So you know how Taurus used to be Doris Bridge?
No.
Did not know that.
We have a Doris Reservoir, though. There's, I do know that.
A cousin named Daryl from Doris. He's a CHP.
It's the base of the Pitt River is yes. where Alturas is, in the first congressional district of California, as a matter of fact. In fact, the U.S. representative from Alturas is a Republican.
Why are you talking about my hometown?
I went into one of those Wikipedia
rabbit holes
on Alturas yesterday. I don't know why. Population 2,376.
Oh, is that what it's down to?
86.1% white. Everything else is, you know, various things. And I learned about the Pitt River. Learned about the bridge.
You learned about the Pitt River Casino in Bernie?
I did not. My knowledge is limited. I know that it was Doris Bridge.
I did not know that.
And then in 1876, it was incorporated as Alturas.
There you go.
I saw a picture of the main drag they had posted from 1975.
It probably still looks the
exactly
same.
The same.
Well, there was an old...
The Niles Hotel?
That was kind of one of the things I loved about that high school, though, is that like you'd kind of drive up to it, and it's like, this is a throwback.
Yeah.
There was an old school Best picture of Bank of America, is how I remember. Here's the main drag in 1975 of Alturas,
it
California.
It looks the same. Except for there's no longer a Bank of America, but the building's there.
So I read all about it. There's a highway patrol there. There's a DMV.
There's a highway patrol.
Highway patrol and the DMV are attached.
Did you know that
Is Alturas the MoDOT County seat?
It is. Yes. The seat of MoDOT County, as a matter of fact. In January 10th, 1945, a balloon bomb was shot down approximately 30 miles west of the town. World War II Japanese balloon bomb.
You're kidding.
There's an internment camp up by Tule Lake.
Was there?
Yeah, between, it's probably between Alturas and Tule Lake, really.
Which is probably 30 minutes then.
Did you know there are hardly any days out of the year that don't reach down to 32 degrees? Very low.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Because it's 4,000 something feet in the air.
Yeah. Where I grew up on our ranch, it's a mile high. Exactly.
In the last three censuses, or would that be sensei, the population has fallen by over 20%.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's a dying town. But the good news is. It is the headquarters of the MoDOC National Forest, the Alturas Field Office of the Bureau of Land Management, and the MoDOC National Wildlife Refuge. And when you look at notable...
I worked at the refuge?
Notable residents of Alturas.
Yeah. This is where it goes.
Yeah.
Robert Top Gun Height, NHRA drag racer.
Remember Bob?
Don't know who that person is.
John E. Raker, congressman from California and author of the Raker Act.
He doesn't live
there.
That
doesn't sound...
Well, he died in 1926.
Okay, good.
Ernest Brown, former U.S. Senator from Nevada.
Ernie.
And Katie Christensen, right at the top. She's actually the top one listed.
Interesting.
WNBA basketball player is how she's listed.
Wow.
I guess not radio host or sideline reporter or star of the upcoming
documentary. Well, it's obviously something. A lot of people are updating the Alturas Wikipedia page.
That's kind of why I'm bringing it up. I feel like the Alturas Wikipedia page needs a little bit of help.
We don't do the internet up there.
When your picture of your main drag is from 1975, you might need to be, here it is, the Alturas Rancheria, a band of Pitt River Indians, operates a small casino just outside the city limits.
It is in a mobile home.
The reason why I got on this kick is because I was thinking about if I owned a private plane, what places in California would be a lot easier to get to. And I first started with Fort Bragg because it takes 4.5 hours to get there, but it's only 170 miles away, which would be about a 22-minute plane ride instead of 4.5 hours.
Beautiful.
Then I wanted to see how long it would take to get to your house, Katie. And I never knew this before, but in order to get up there, in order to get to northeastern California, you have to go to Nevada.
Yeah, that's how you drive home.
You can't just go straight up because there's mountains and stuff, I guess. So you have to go to Reno. And
you either then you have to go through Reno or Redding.
Then you have to go, but the route to Redding takes 36 minutes longer according to my map.
Exactly.
So you go through Reno to get there. But whereas if you took a plane, it would get you there in about 28 minutes.
So we had
it's a good drive
when we were playing in sections, right? In high school, and it was basketball season. We had someone from like San Francisco come and play us. I forget who it was. They literally flew a private plane to Alturas.
Where would you land there?
There's a little municipal airport.
Farmer John's backyard.
Yeah, basically. It's by the hospital. But they called the high school, Nate, and you'll appreciate this. They called the high school and asked what exit off the freeway they take to get to the high school. Wow.
There's
from
not
the
a, there
airport.
Is not a freeway within 2.5 hours of there.
Not at all. So it was really funny. The secretary at the front desk said, well, you take the dirt road from the airport and you go down Main Street until you hit. And if you hit the red blinky light, you've gone too far.
The red blinky light.
Well, you got to take a break. It's so
and then we whooped their butts.
So disappointing. My whole goal this entire segment was to see how much I could piss off people listening until they started freaking out. Text line, 441140, from the 209. I'm from Doris.
Yeah!
From the 530, the Rail House, really good eats.
The Rail House?
Or, and then they correct themselves and said, or Brass Rail, but it's
the Brass
really
Rail.
Good.
It's
yeah.
called the Brass Rail, yeah.
Not a single person complained on the text line. They're actually getting into Alturas talk.
You also got to go to the auction yard. Yeah, some good eats, too.
Home of the Braves.
Yeah.
I'll bet you there is some good food up there. Like fresh cow.
Yeah.
You know, like if you go
in my parents' kitchen.
Horseradish, brother.
Horseradish? Will they grow it up there?
That dude, Tule Lake horseradish, man. It's like right up in that area.
Matt, please break.
Potatoes.
You want to talk about sports when we get back?
Yeah.
All right. Morning Brew's coming up. The Kings are going to get killed tonight. We'll tell you by who. The Texans make a weird trade that rocks the NFL. And Alden Smith is in the news, and it's rather sad. We'll get into that on the drive. Back in 3 minutes. For all your Alturas questions, please email alturas@khtk.com. We'll be right back. That's Garrett Temple with some very nice words for Scala Bissier, and he and the Kings, or they and the Kings, will take on the Washington Wizards, and these ain't your daddy's Washington Wizards. 39-24. They've won 7 of 10. They've won 3 in a row. They're scoring almost 109 points a game, and they are 1 game behind the Celtics for the 2 seed in the East, 3 behind the Cleveland Cavaliers for the 1 seed. This will be a challenge.
Of course. And you hear a lot of coaches say in order to be a good team, you have to win games at home. And the Washington Wizards are coming off. I mean, it's. They lost to Cleveland eventually, but they were on a 15-game home win streak.
26-9 at home.
So, and there's always been a lot of talk about Bradley Beal and John Wall and how they don't really get along. It appears to be complete crap at this point. They're playing so well together. John Wall's second in the league in assists and is just absolutely balling out. He had 19 assists in their win over Golden State. 19.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
That's a lot, Nate.
Yeah, there was a time when John Wall wasn't going to be any good because he dougied before a game when he was a rookie. That has changed a little bit. But, I mean, look at how quickly the narrative changes for the Wizards over the course of a couple months. You know, they totally bungle free agency and don't end up with Kevin Durant after they kind of they half-assed their way into screwing that up, really. They didn't really make a run at him, but they kind of did. And then they were left with nothing to show for it this offseason. Questions early on in the year whether Scott Brooks was going to be the right guy, and now here they are just rolling through the East. They look like as legitimate a contender as anybody for the Cavs. Their top three teams in the East are all for real.
The Pelicans and Magic both idle. With a loss tonight, the Kings could tie the Pelicans for sixth place and be just 1 game behind the Orlando Magic for fifth place. So, hey, keep an eye on all that.
Oh, man, I hadn't heard the audio. I had read the quotes, and obviously it's much different to read a transcript of something someone said versus hear them say it.
It's tough to read drunk.
Alden Smith.
Also much different to see it than to hear it than to read it. It's even worse when you look at
really?
It.
Oh, really? Yeah. Alden Smith detained by the San Francisco Police Department yesterday. Allegedly being involved in a car accident of a car hitting a police cruiser. And he was a passenger in the car. There was three people. The third person was released at the scene, was not detained. The driver, a woman, was being checked for sobriety. Yeah, I know. Bad women drivers,
right,
Dave.
Right,
I saw you
right.
throw your hand up in the air.
I'm stretching.
But the driver, a woman.
It was a woman. I wasn't saying it like a woman. Allegedly, he was released at 2 p.m., which was after he, quote unquote, sobered up
yeah.
or was sober enough to walk out of the police station. But this is the second time in a month that he's been involved with something going on in the law. February 11th, a report to the San Francisco Police Department with a claim of domestic violence. He was never arrested, but, oh, man, he's never going to play in the league again, you guys.
No,
it's not happening.
Alden Smith is a bad dude, and the Raiders need to drop anything that they have to do with him, period. Like, that's the end of the story. They're just fine without him. I mean, didn't this incident happen at 8:30 in the morning?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, even at...
At 2 o'clock, he still sounded like that.
Well, dude, you remember when Steve Sarkisian got fired at USC, and mm-hmm. they're like, oh, his bar tab at 10:30 in the morning. Like,
yeah.
Dude, even Sark at his worst is like 8:30, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly.
Oh, they hadn't been to bed for sure.
There's no way.
I enjoyed the small handful, I'll give them credit, but handful of Raider fans on my timeline that were like, what he needs is he needs to come back to the team. He needs to come back to the team and play and be around that environment. And I can't help but think
you can make an argument for that.
He needs to be in a padded cell.
He needs to be in rehab. I feel for the man.
I do too, and we'll get into this a little bit more later, as obviously alcohol issues have been permeating the sports landscape over the last few days with Ty Lawson's alleged issues. Now Alden Smith, but I think we can all agree on one thing. That was absolutely sad to hear. It sounded like he was still trashed. Either way, the man needs not football right now.
Ew. That's as telling a audio clip as you're going to find from the Brock Osweiler era in Houston. I mean, it went so poorly in one season that the Texans had to give the Browns a second-round pick just to get this guy off their hands. Trade yesterday, Brock Osweiler headed to Cleveland with a second-round pick. The Browns now, they have 9 picks in the top 65 of the next 2 drafts, so that's something.
This is weird. Jimmy Garoppolo, another quarterback, had posted on his Instagram this morning that, thank you, New England, for all the years, blah, blah, whatever. It was, you know, the idea being he was gone. Now, they said, and they're saying, that it was a hoax and he was hacked. But as of 30 minutes ago, I'm looking now, it's off now, but as of like 30 minutes ago, it was still on his Instagram page. I don't know what the hell is going on there. This Brock Osweiler trade, though, is a little bit interesting in the sense that the NFL seems to be turning into the NBA when it comes to trades right now.
I think this is one of those trades that it kind of helps both teams. Houston gets rid of, but now with the whole Romo thing, we'll talk about that. I don't know how this factors into things with Houston.
We'll talk about that at 7 a.m. Also, Chris Landry will make some hide or hair of it coming up at 7:35. Kings Wizards when we get back, and the tale of Scal LaBeciere. We'll do that all in 3 minutes on the drive. Sports 1140 KHDK. Scal LaBeciere and the Sacramento Kings. Tonight versus the Washington Wizards. All your coverage right here on Sports 1140 KHTK. I heard an interesting take on Scal's minutes last night. That Dave Yeager's job this year, other than winning, is also actually developing the rookies. And the example I was given on what not to do with good rookies involved a player actually on the team, not currently a rookie, named Tyreek Evans. And the thought process was the Sacramento Kings for so long, anytime they've had a talented rookie, because they're so devoid of talent or anything fun whatsoever, have thrust those rookies into the spotlight. For example, with Tyreek, gave him the keys, pumped up 25-5, did all this stuff. Katie, you got to go home.
Franchise
savior. I'm sorry. You got it. We got it. We're booting. I'm sorry.
Is she getting ejected?
Much like we ejected you. Yeah, we'll finish out the segment.
We need a whistle so that we
Yes,
can...
we need the manager. We need to actually sponsor the timeout, then have like the manager come in, make the call. There's no real bullpen here.
No.
Matt hit the left arm for Matt George, the southpaw, to come in.
She fell out.
Matt, start warming up in the pen. Start warming up. Not that we're going to use you anymore, probably, but, you know, just in case. So with Scal or anyone else, the thought process was Tyreek got, I don't want to say ruined, but it certainly derailed him because they were like, oh, my God, 25-5. And this was under the Maloof era. Let's package all our ads around this. Let's sell a ton of tickets. Let's get people excited over 25-5. Meanwhile,
expectations outmatch the talent.
Exactly. And that may not be the case with Scal. Maybe his talent even outmatches the expectations. We don't know. But at this point right now, the idea is for Dave Yeager and his staff to actually develop the talent, make the rookies appreciate and earn the minutes, and also psychologically send them into the summertime with an idea that they can play NBA basketball against just anyone. And that by the end of the year, there's a very good chance that Scal will be playing late in games, just not yet.
Where did you hear this take from?
I was talking to a buddy.
A friend of mine. Well, that is something that Coach said yesterday with Grant and Doug that I thought was a good point that we hadn't really brought up. I was kind of disappointed that none of us had thought of it. But making sure that guys like Scal or even Willie, when they come off the floor, they've got positive thoughts in their head. And sometimes that's where that late games minute restrictions comes from for a guy like Scal, where it's like, you know what? He's in a good place mentally right now. Let's let him sleep on that rather than potentially throw him out there and have him get knocked around by Brooke Lopez for the final 3 minutes of the game and be thinking, man, maybe I'm just a big sissy.
Yeah. He came out of that game in San Antonio after he drew that offensive charge. He got called for an offensive foul going to the rim, and we were sitting there, and the angle that we had, it was like, oh, you know, was it? Like, questioning it? Saw the replay. I mean, I can't remember who drew the charge, but they were like 3 feet outside of the restricted area. So it
saw
was,
it coming for a
yeah,
while.
They saw it coming for a while. And so that kind of makes a little sense now, hearing what Coach said, because then you look at it like, okay, he's getting confident. You don't want them to get overly confident to the point where they start trying to do things outside of their ability at the time. And then that can take it a little bit too far. And then they start struggling a little bit. And, you know, there goes to the thought of positive thoughts. Because they're trying to do too much, and then it becomes a negative thing.
Yeah, and it kind of comes back to what we've talked about, writing checks that you can't cash. That's kind of what happened with Tyreek a little bit from a PR standpoint. And so I think is anything that the team can do to let those guys, you know, from a business standpoint, develop naturally. I mean, you could even to a degree say the same thing about DeMarcus. I mean, with him, the talent was there. There weren't expectations that outweighed the talent in terms of his individual production. But you talk about giving the guy keys a little bit too early, and the inmates were running the asylum for 6.5 years because of that.
He got the keys to the whole castle right away, much like Tyreek. And then, you know, he's got the keys in New Orleans now, too. So I think that's part of what you're seeing right now is New Orleans completely handed everything. They want to re-sign him so bad. That's just not going to help. He's still developing, even at 26 years old. That ain't going to help at all. Willie Cauley-Stein's a different story, though. By the way, did you know Willie Cauley-Stein is the first Stein in the history of the NBA? I was surprised when I heard that. It's true.
Were you?
No.
Well, he's definitely the first Cauley Stein.
Yes, but there's never been a Stein ever in the
like,
NBA.
A suffix or just as that, strictly as last name?
You put Mark Stein, the ESPN reporter, mentioned this the other day on Twitter. I thought, that can't be right. Then I put Stein into Basketball Reference, which is a great site for everything historically basketball. And you put in a last name, and it'll bring up like every player that's ever played and what years they've played. You put Stein in there, it's crickets, man. Nothing. Willie Cauley-Stein. A lot of pressure on Willie Cauley-Stein. Being the, you know, it's you're the first guy. He's the first Stein in the NBA. He's a different story, or is he? On one hand, I feel like Willie should be more consistent than he is. On the other hand, if you put his average minutes together in games played over the last 2 years, isn't he kind of, or year, I should say year and three quarters, he's kind of still a rookie, isn't he? maybe not mentally because he's been around a team for 2 years.
He's a youth.
But when it comes to playing time.
I believe the word you're looking for is ute.
Youth.
A ute. He's a ute.
Willie's a different story, and Willie's inconsistency is interesting to talk about. We'll get to more on that coming up in the 7 a.m. hour. We'll talk to Sam Amick, and we'll ask Darren Collison about these things, too, when we get back. You might have heard the audio from Alden Smith about a half an hour ago. We'll play that again. He was detained by police yesterday. It's a sad thing to listen to, and we'll get into that. Tie that into Ty Lawson, what he's going through next on The Drive. Back in 3 minutes. Sports 1140 KHDK. All right, 6:48, time to save money at the pump. Text Dave to 83835 now. Save a quarter a gallon and even more down the road. Much more when you stack that cash with your Shell rewards. Dave and Nate, Matt George behind the glass. It's very much like when you pull a player off the floor because they're winded or they have five fouls or something. As Katie has been ejected from the show due to illness, and they like throw the towel, and because they're so competitive, they kick the chair. They want to be in the ball game. They want to play, coach. But then it's like the coaching staff knows what's best. Not that we're the coaching staff, but you know, we're a showocracy here. We're not a showtatorship. and you just call us the MASH unit, man.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, we got a little petri dish going on here between our lack of sleep and weakened immune systems because of that. Katie's constantly on the road. All over the country.
She's been sick for like 7
you've
months.
You've got kids.
I've got kids, and I went to Haiti.
Yeah, I mean, it's
you
just...
had a bug last week. Mm-hmm. I don't think we've had a healthy week. I don't think we've had a week where we've all three done a show together 5 days in a row in seriously like a month or 2 months.
So it's been a while between that and vacation time and
yes.
stuff.
Yeah.
Mm, well, good. What we didn't want to have happen, though, because sometimes, like you alluded to, you have to save the player from themselves.
Exactly.
We couldn't have that RG3 situation. Like, you're out there on a busted knee, dude. We know you're competitive.
Right.
But
got to save you from yourself.
Yeah.
There's a whole career Katie has to think about. You know, you let her finish it. Plus, let's be honest. You had, like, consistent hacking and coughing and wheezing and sneezing in the background, which was distracting from a show standpoint. But she would have toughed it out. She'd have gone till 9 a.m. She's a gamer, but... You know what? You make the call of the bullpen, Matt George.
Am I just the sub for intentional foul purposes?
I think so. Like you're basically, Matt, you're six fouls. That's you know what? That is an excellent. You were six fouls, but that's six fouls.
I foul hard.
You do foul hard. Hey, I see you're wearing your Sports 1140 KHDK hooded sweatshirt and matching hat.
Ding.
I haven't been able to find my hat for 2 months. I got an instant message on Facebook yesterday from the girl that cuts my hair at the – I don't know if I can say
at the place.
At the haircut place. Mm-hmm. She had a picture of my hat. I left it there, like, seriously, 2 months ago.
Shows how you care about the station,
Dan. I was looking for it everywhere. As a matter of fact, I just asked our promotions people a week ago where I could buy the hat. I really love the hats. I've been working in the station for 12 years, and usually their apparel sucks. Let's just be honest. We've gone through baseball jerseys that peel off. The logo, pullovers that are too short. It's just, you know, you're saving money. These are fantastic quality. I think we should put them on the website and let people buy their own. Mm-hmm. I love that hooded sweatshirt. I love that hat. It's a pro cap, no adjustable in the back, form
whole
fitting.
Thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, nice.
Alden Smith was detained yesterday and got into some more legal issues. It really is kind of a – in fact, I was just saying to you guys off the air yesterday, speaking of me being in Haiti while I was gone, I don't know how the hell this happened. I completely missed the whole incident he had back in the middle of February. It was, I don't want to get this wrong. God, I thought there was some sort of disturbance at his house. Something happened around the middle. It was the week I was gone. And I just was looking at that yesterday. And then, boom, this happens. Maybe it was the day before. He was looking to be reinstated by the NFL this month. He was detained by police yesterday morning after a vehicle in which he was a passenger, which I think is important, ran into a police cruiser. I think it's important to make that distinction. I think a lot of people are going to say Alden Smith was involved in a traffic dispute and then mm-hmm. play the audio, and people are going to assume that he was drunk and driving the car. He was a passenger. It ran into a police cruiser. Anyways, he was released about 2 o'clock our time, and according to San Francisco police, they said a 25-year-old woman was driving and being investigated for sobriety. She also said Wouldn't she be investigated for intoxication, by the way? She also said one adult man was detained for public intoxication and should be released when he is sober, and that a third passenger was cooperative and was released on the scene.
So which one do you think that Alden was?
Not the driver.
Okay.
Not the cooperative one, or at least not the one that wasn't hammered and put in the old drunk tank. This occurred in front of the public safety building at 8:30 in the morning. An unmarked police vehicle with three officers was attempting to turn right into a parking lot. The other vehicle, allegedly with Alden Smith in it, traveling in the same direction, tried to pass on the right-hand side, resulting in the collision. The NFL is expected to review Alden Smith's case later this month, it says. We have audio. He stopped and talked to reporters. I looked at the video of this audio, and one thing that also kind of bothers me is that it looked like Alden Smith, though he was getting in the passenger seat of the car, was without entourage. And I don't mean without his buddies. How did he not – two things are possible here. A, he was released without an attorney present, which is moronic on so many levels. B, his attorney was present, and if his attorney was present, that attorney should be disbarred for letting his client speak to the media.
I was
going to
say, you're talking about just because you know there's going to be media there.
Exactly. Okay. Your attorney needs, if you're somebody at his level with that type of money and resource, your attorney needs to be there to usher you into the vehicle and say no comment. Instead, Alden Smith's walking out of jail like you or me. Except there's a throng of reporters around him.
I've been in that position before. There weren't any reporters.
Can you imagine?
it wouldn't have gone well.
Speculation is the awesome part of sports talk radio, and you can look really stupid for doing it. But it sure sounds to me like Alden was still a little bit in the tank here.
Right. Like they say, and I'm saying we're semi-making, not to make total light of this, I say this as someone that has literally been in that position before. They tell you they're going to release you when you're sober. Like, no. If you've been,
the soberer.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, you don't walk out of there clear and ready to go to work. Like, you're not good, man. I mean, chances are, if you think about what you would have to get at to get busted for public intoxication at 8:30 in the morning, right? He's not going in there and sleeping in some jail cell.
I'd love to get a cop on because somebody brings up a great point on the text line. How is it public intoxication if you're in a vehicle and you're not driving? I mean, you're in a car, you're driving home.
I want to say that public intoxication, unless they've changed it, is defined something to do with obstructing a public walkway as part of it. So the second he gets out of the car and is being a jerk.
Maybe that's what it was. Maybe he was goofy at the scene. I don't know. Here's the audio of him talking. You make your own conclusions, but here's Alden Smith addressing the media once he stepped out of the police station. I'm no expert on how Alden Smith talks. I'm no speech expert on Alden Smith, but that certainly sounds labored. Either way, it doesn't matter. He could have been dead sober when he got out. Obviously,
he needs help.
The problem is he needs help. Here's another clip Matt loaded in. I haven't heard this audio yet, but I guess further explanation. This is the same as what we just played? No. Okay. Here's more of Alden Smith. I hadn't heard that.
That's one way to get out of it.
Oh,
yeah, that's
geez.
Not good, man.
I hadn't heard that, man. You know, and everybody wants to be Mr. Morality Police and play that clip over and over and over again and I don't know. It's a goofy thing to talk about, man. I don't want to sound like an ass, like I know anything about being an alcoholic or that I know what Alden Smith needs. From my dumbass, ignorant perspective, know-nothing perspective as a human being, I see a guy that needs somebody to grab him and do everything they can to get him help and forget about football for right now.
Yeah.
Because That's sad to hear, man.
Uh-huh.
That is very sad to hear. Screw Alden Smith, the football player. And I don't care what kind of a human being he is. He might be the worst guy on earth. I don't know him. I've never met him personally. I don't know anybody who knows him. Get the guy some freaking help, man. We'll take a break. There's other stuff going on in football, including the Texans' big trade, what that means, what's going on with Tony Romo, and we finally have an answer on Scott McLuhan. And weirdly enough, that's going to tie back into this segment, too, right here on The Drive. 3 minutes away, Sports 1140 KHDK.